The devil's voice is sweet. Stephen King. Chapter 1. Keelan. Maybe if I hadn't spent the last 6 months slinging pancakes and greasy hash to hungover hipsters and avoiding the too curious eyes of the cops who like to hit up the diner for early morning breakfast, I would have noticed the ominous shift in the air. Before I came to Denver 6 months ago, my senses had been honed to pick up on the slightest threat. Before, anything that might be dangerous, that might put me in peril, had made my skin tingle, made everything inside of me vibrate with awareness. Now, I had settled into a simple, dreary rhythm. Every day was the same as the one before it, and there was no outside threat constantly hounding me, hunting me, haunting me. I let my guard down. I had gone soft. And as a result, the biggest danger of them all managed to slip into my new normal without giving any kind of hint he was there. My non-slip shoes, that were probably the ugliest things ever made, but absolutely necessary considering the greasy food the tiny kitchen pumped out, squeaked on the laminate floor as I made my way over to the lone patron who had taken the last available seat in my section. The massive plastic menu completely covered his face, but the Rolex on his wrist and the perfect cut of his suit jacket let me know he wasn't my typical kind of customer. There wasn't a flannel shirt or police blues in sight, and as I got closer, a whiff of something exotic and familiar engulfed my senses and stopped me in my tracks. Of all the things I had left behind, he was the one I had tried hardest to forget. The tingling across my skin spread. My tummy tightened, blood rushed loudly between my ears. My shaking fingers curled around the pin in my hand like it was a weapon. Before I could pull it together and walk away, the menu lowered, and I was pinned to the spot, immobilized by eyes the color of spiced rum. They were wicked eyes, eyes that saw far too much and gave nothing away, eyes I daydreamed about. Eyes that caused me to wake up in a cold sweat. Eyes that turned me inside out and shook me up as they made a slow perusal from the top of my head to the tips of my god-awful shoes, returning to my face and staying there as I struggled to keep my shit together. He slowly put the menu down on the cracked tabletop and leaned back in the booth. He was strikingly out of place here, and I absolutely hated how that sexy twist of his mouth, a mouth that I dreamed about almost every night, made my traitorous heart flutter and my pulse kick. I was also strikingly out of place here, but I'd learned to fake it. He obviously never bothered to fake anything. He wasn't a man with virtuous intentions, and he never pretended to be. Gone were the mile-high stilettos that I always wore. In their place, I now donned work shoes that prevented me from falling on my ass as I ran food and dirty dishes to and from the kitchen. I was hiding in plain sight, knowing that the last place on earth anyone who might come looking for me would check out would be this greasy spoon. This was the opposite of me and the life I had always lived. So even though I could afford better, craved more, this was where I needed to be. Until he showed up. Gone was the long, flowing hair dyed the perfect shade of auburn and styled in a way meant to give men dirty ideas. In its place was a boring brown bob that hit my chin. There was hardly enough hair on my head to inspire men to do anything other than feel sorry for me. Gone were the short skirts that left nothing to the imagination, and the shirts cut down to my navel so that the boobs I paid a small fortune for were on obvious and prominent display. Today, I wore faded skinny jeans with a hole in the knee and a plain black t-shirt that covered those spectacular boobs. I hadn't put on a full face of makeup in over 6 months, and since I was no longer dancing hours upon hours a night, I had put on some weight. I would never pass for a plain Jane, but I was close. Average was probably the first thing that came to mind when strangers laid eyes on me, especially if they didn't bother to look closely. I definitely wasn't the same girl that had left this man, and the world he not only came from, but ruled.